Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Policy TLDR, your go-to show for simplified updates from key regulators designed to help you build fintech products that stay policy compliant. I am your host, Monami Dasgupta, head of D91 Labs, an initiative by Setu, which is a Pine Labs company. In today's episode, we are diving into the digital lending directions issued by the Reserve Bank of India on May 8, 2025. So what is this policy all about? We've all heard the need loud and clear that India needs better access to affordable credit. But delivering digital credit responsibly isn't just about going online. It requires thoughtful design, ethical delivery, and robust servicing. That's where these RBI directions come in. These new guidelines apply to all regulated entities, also known as REs, including any loan service providers that they work with. Let's begin by answering a key question. What exactly is digital lending? Well, think of it as a fully remote, automated lending process that uses digital tech for everything, right from acquiring customers to assessing creditworthiness, approving loans, disbursing money, managing recovery, and providing customer service. Seamless, but highly regulated. The policy is structured around five major themes. The first theme is about the RE-LSP agreement and responsibility. That is the registered entity and the loan service provider agreement and responsibilities. What this theme talks about is that when a loan service provider works with multiple lenders or regulated entities, the LSP's app must show all matching loan offers from different REs for a borrower's request, clearly listing both matched as well as unmatched lenders. The matching algorithm used must be fair, consistent, and documented. Each offer must transparently display the loan amount, tenure, APR, repayment terms, penalties, and a link to the key fact statement, or also known as KFS. No dark patterns or design tricks should be used to push one lender over another, and everything must be presented neutrally. And before a loan is even offered, the RE must collect key borrower details like age, job, and income to assess repayment capacity. The second theme that the policy touches upon is around borrower disclosures and documentation. At the time of presenting a loan offer, the borrowers must receive a KFS as per RBI norms. All penal charges must follow RBI's fair lending guidelines. The loan documents like the sanction letter, terms, privacy policy, and KFS must be digitally signed and auto-shared via verified email or SMS. And each RE must maintain a transparent website which talks about the product details, list of LSP, grievance redressal mechanism, RBI-compliant links, data and privacy policy, and this site must be linked from the LSP and app platforms. Also, if a recovery agent is assigned or changed, the borrower must be informed in advance through SMS or email. The third theme that the policy touches upon is loan dispersal, servicing, and repayment. Under this, it says that all loan amounts must be disbursed directly to the borrower's bank account. No third-party transfers will be allowed unless it's for specific end use or in the case of co-lending. Further, it says that borrowers must also repay directly to the RE's bank account and no LSP will be handling the money. LSPs cannot control the fund flow. Alongside, any fee that is paid to an LSP must be paid by the registered entity and not recovered from the borrower. And in case of defaults, recovery via cash is allowed, but the payment must reflect in the borrower's account on the same day. And again, LSP fees comes from the registered entity and not the borrower. The fourth theme that this policy addresses is around grievance redressal. Here it says that the registered entity and the loan service providers must appoint dedicated nodal officers for handling digital lending complaints. They must make their contact details easily visible on websites, apps, as well as on the key fact statement. They should also provide a simple way for customers to file complaints online. But here's the kicker. The RE is ultimately responsible for resolution and not the LSP. The fifth theme that the policy talks about is data collection, usage, and sharing. Data can only be collected with prior explicit consent and must be need-based. No intrusive access to phone contacts, media files, call logs, or telephone functions. One-time access could be allowed for camera, microphone, or location, but that is only for onboarding or KYC, and again with explicit consent. Borrower must be given clear option to accept or deny data use, revoke consent, request deletion or restriction on third-party sharing, and all data must be stored on servers located within India in line with regulatory guidelines. Some of the other key provisions that the policy talks about are credit reporting. So the REs must report all lending, including short-term credit or deferred payments facilitated via the loan service provider or the digital lending apps to CICs, which is the credit information company. And they must ensure that the loan service providers comply with RBI's outsourcing norm. The other theme that the policy touches upon is around default loss guarantee or DLG. So what it says is that a DLG is a contractual agreement where a third party promises to cover loan defaults up to a certain limit, and the DLG cover must be capped at 5% of the total disbursed loan portfolio. This applies to a fixed set of loans and not to a dynamic or ever-changing loan portfolio. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Policy TLDR. We hope this helped you better understand the digital lending directions issued by RBI and how they can impact your product roadmap. If you have found this useful, do not forget to share, follow, or rate this podcast, and tune in next time as we decode more policy updates that matter for the fintech builders like you. Until next time, stay compliant, stay curious.